Time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine recent events in the world of astronomy. I'm Brian Morris. I'm speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, Director of Astronomy at the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Hi, Regina.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Regina, a researcher at the University of Rhode Island has conducted some experiments to determine the temperature inside the moon.
She took a specimen that was similar to rocks that you might find inside the moon, and then had a very special equipment. Basically, the setup allowed her to reproduce the interior conditions of the moon and produce a pressure about 45,000 times the Earth's atmospheric pressure that we experience here on the surface of the Earth. And then she actually heated the sample once it was under that pressure until she was able to achieve what we think the mantle, so the interior structure of the moon between the core and the mantle, we believe that it's partially melted. And so she was trying to get that same state and then determine what temperature the sample was at when she achieved the state.
Okay. And what is the ultimate goal of the research in knowing this about the moon?
Believe it or not, we really don't know much about the internal structure of the moon. We believe there's a core that's primarily made up of iron and then a mantle. But the details of what makes up these different parts of the moon and how they were first formed are still really not known well. And so understanding the details of the temperatures and pressures and materials in that internal part of the moon is very important for helping us to understand how the moon was first formed.
Also, Regina, researchers have independently confirmed the existence of methane gas on Mars that they observed above a specific crater on the red planet. Why do scientists think that this may be a sign of some sort of life on Mars?
Right. Methane is a pretty exciting gas because we know from here on Earth that most of the methane we observe here on Earth comes from life. So it comes from a bacteria primarily found in cow's guts, actually. Cows are the biggest producer of methane here on the Earth. And so a general idea here is if we look for methane elsewhere in the universe around other planets, for example, it might be a signature of life. Now, it doesn't have to be. It can come from geological processes. And so just because you see methane doesn't necessarily mean there's life, but it's a nice sign of it.
And whatever life we may be talking about is more sort of microbial, not necessarily little green men, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's probably the most likely scenario for Mars.
Also, astronomers say that they've discovered a galaxy that's almost completely devoid of dark matter.
This recent one was actually the second discovery. The first one was announced last year. So these can be really large, so the same size as, say, the Milky Way, but they contain hundreds to thousands fewer times of stars. And so they're really, really difficult to actually see, which is why it's taken so long for us to discover them. Dark matter actually accounts for about 85% of the mass of the universe. The one thing we do know about dark matter is that it has gravity. Things get pulled by dark matter through gravitational forces. However, the tricky thing about dark matter is that it does not interact with any form of electromagnetic radiation. So, for example, it doesn't give off or absorb light, which makes it very, very difficult for us to actually observe it or to see it, and hence the name dark matter. We're very sure that dark matter has to exist because we see the effects of it in, for example, galaxies. If you look at the way a galaxy is rotating, the stars in the galaxy, they are rotating as if there was a lot more mass in the galaxy than we actually see from counting up the amount of stars. What's really interesting about this is that up until now, we've thought all galaxies have contained dark matter, and it's an important component of a galaxy. And so finding two that do not contain it is a very interesting thing and going to help going forward as we try to determine what dark matter actually is.
Dr. Regina Jorgensen is Director of Astronomy at the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Regina, thanks, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much.